Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Romans 3, 19 through 23 is an incredible portion of Scripture that cannot be read or passed over lightly. Many are familiar with Romans 3:23 that proclaims the truth that all mankind is sinful. But it's the lead-up context that makes that verse so very powerful. While studying this passage, I just began to write down some thoughts that I need to share with my radio family, because what an amazing God we serve and how rich and generous is His grace. If you're used to my voice on Skopos and you tune some things out, I need your attention because you cannot miss this point. Listen, no faithful teacher or preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ can compromise preaching the whole of God's word and remain a faithful steward. We can never unhitch the Old Testament from the gospel, as one false teacher claims, for it reveals the very story, the reasoning, the groaning for the new covenant. Romans 3 tells us that the law is impossible on purpose. It is uncompromising and without quarter or partiality. It shows God's unapproachable holiness and our inadequacy. It is designed to show our sin and make all men without excuse in light of the depth of God's complex perfection. If we can diminish the Old Testament and skim past the gospel story, Christ Himself, inside of the Old Testament, it becomes easy to brush off our own sinfulness and dismiss our absolute brokenness in the sight of God's righteousness. A diminished Old Testament allows one to arrogantly hold on to a piece of their own opinion, their own I think, and their own version of what's acceptable. This is where we are today, and so much of the church, I see it, and it rakes against my very being. God, bring those who would advance such a notion to repentance, and please protect me from any sort of that wicked mentality. The law makes me bow my knee to the holy God of the universe and cry out, I bring nothing. Help me, God. Only your grace can save me and keep me a broken sinner. The very first temptation in the garden began with questioning, did God really say? In today's complex and distorted Christian landscape, the very same temptations are found in clever, well-packaged teachings and teachers who attempt to tame the God of the universe into a more palatable, acceptable presentation. The perfection, the shock, the demand of the Old Testament law and God's holiness is chock full of Christological metaphors and winks at the amazing measure of God's grace. God's grace is scandalous, and it is amazing because His holiness is so demanding, so extreme, that we cannot even comprehend what His perfection demands. That is why grace is so humbling, so wonderful, and why we as fallen creations can do nothing but bow our knee to His sovereign hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for the cross and for the empty grave.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.